The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
When people ask me, why do you commemorate the Shahada of Imam Hussein? I said, the Prophet was killed, wouldn't you? And they look at me, what? I said, that's where you went wrong. Somebody put wool over your eyes and made you forget something, just like those other scriptures I read. I was honestly crying last night. I could not believe how shaitan has massacred the religion of Allah then. And there are people with sincerity who go to church and they hold this thing. And I really feel sad, not because they're bad. Christians are good people. They're God-fearing people. They're loving people. Jews are not bad people. They're God-fearing people. It's the Zionists who are problems, not the Jews. I have Jewish friends. When 9/11 took place, they were the first people to call me. I said, if anybody touches you, call us, because we are your friends. Now, do I have trust in any of them, including my Muslim brothers? Yes, but to a limited sense. My trust should only be with Allah. But when a person of another faith calls you, you know this is the hand of Allah. That it is Allah who has sent somebody to guard you. Just like you notice Najash protected the Muslims when the Meccans wanted to kill them. And they took refuge with Ja'far bin Abu Talib, who went to Ethiopia. And he was a Christian king. And he protected the Muslims. And he told the Meccans, get out of my way. You cannot touch the Muslims. They're under my guardianship. Historians believe he was a believer and he died a believer. But he didn't tell people publicly. He was practicing taqiyya, which is basically not being public about it. But notice, as I mentioned yesterday, that all of them, when we talk about Imam Hussein, there is no difference in actions and transactions with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. That's why the Prophet said, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْحُسَيْنِ. You know, there's one thing for Imam Hussein to come from the Prophet, but there's another for the Prophet to come from Imam Hussein, who's his grandson. How does that work? And this was not something that was spoken whimsically. It was done with a tremendous amount of rigor and vigor from the perspective of the Holy Prophet speaking this way, to let us know that don't separate them from me. إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ. Do not separate these two. They are the same. One reflects the other. So when we come to نفس اللوامة, لا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة, self-accusing soul, when do you get to the real heart of understanding the self? It's not just realizing, oh, I'm a human being, I have a heart, I have a mind. Oh my God, yeah, I'm so grateful. No, that's not what the Quran is saying. نفس اللوامة is putting into perspective that this life has a moral system, there is an observer, and there are consequences, and life has a purpose. And that purpose is not short-lived, it's eternal. This is where atheism falls apart, bankrupt. The whole atheistic idea is bankrupt because it lacks eternity. It doesn't have eternity. And you will notice by logic, anything that is good, which even the atheist is trying to promote, if it lacks the eternal trajectory, it is not good. You can't say to somebody, I will love you for 1,000 years. You can't say, I will love you as long as I'm alive. You don't say that to your parents. You don't say that to your children. You don't say that to your spouse. We say, I will love you forever. It's a common lingo rational people use. Yet they talk about the lack of eternity when they use the word forever. Even Disney uses forever all the time. Why do they bring forever into the picture? Because that's the conversation we're having. People of Karbala who fought Imam Hussein did not believe in forever. They were Machiavellian. Their idea was, I have this in my hand now. Who cares about tomorrow? There is no tomorrow. In fact, in Surah Al-Mulk, Allah says, the angels are asking, Alam ya'atikum nadhir? Did the warner come to you? Qalu bala. قَدْ جَعَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We belied the prophets. We said there was no revelation. Meaning you didn't even bring revelation to us. Forget about the day of judgment. It doesn't exist. They used to ask the prophet, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah says, I spread you on earth, I will gather you. And they would look at the prophet, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When is this going to happen? And Allah says to the prophet, tell them, that knowledge is with Allah. But do I need to experience the day of judgment to have yaqeen today? No. After seeing the incredible mercy of God, and you boil it down to the basic rules of humanity, nothing makes sense if the day of judgment does not exist. Nothing. For you find a great prevalence of injustice. Look, even mothers and fathers and brothers and siblings and sisters and neighbors and spouses are not just with each other. Nobody is totally just with another. Our ignorance crosses the line all the time. Brothers to sisters, we are not just all the time. We shortchange each other. We hurt each other. We do things that are painful. And that person feels it. Sometimes it becomes indelible, where that person is so scarred, they can't go back because the hurt was so bad. And then you're asking the bigger question, that since God created me, why did Allah create me? Because of His mercy. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. Allah only created me because of mercy. Allah did not create me to test me. Allah did not create me to worship Him. No. That's secondary. Allah created me out of His mercy. But the result of His mercy is that now I need to submit to Allah, for there is no mercy without submission to Allah. When Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, it's the transaction of mercy that brings forth the transaction, and Allah is now describing that mercy, that the methodology of mercy is through submission to Allah 100%. But Allah doesn't need our worship. Allah is not in need of humans worshiping Him. Allah is independent. He doesn't need anything. So when you and I need to worship Allah, it's because we need it. He doesn't need it. That's why the verse I just recited, they say, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They think they've done you a favor by submitting. Allah says, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Do not put a burden on the Prophet or me for having given you Islam. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Rather, God has done you a favor to guide you to pray and to take you towards higher stations and to give you success. For Allah doesn't need it. So Allah's mercy demands submission. And Allah's mercy demands, in its highest form, free will. Limited free will. And once free will comes into existence, Allah's mercy demands trials and tribulations, losses and difficulty. When Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Do you think you can claim to believe in God and not be tested? So you and I don't like it, because in the overarching understanding the human being has on a cursory level of the word mercy, which is rahmah, which is very positive in nature, then when we are losing something, or we're denied something,
or we are suffering due to something, we question the mercy of Allah, because our rudimentary understanding of mercy leads us therefore to have doubts in Allah. But when we understand the full spectrum of mercy, that within its spectrum are trials and tribulations, are losses and gains, are difficulties and potential death. It's all encapsulated in mercy, because the mercy of Allah was coming into existence. The mercy of Allah is the sustenance on this earth temporarily, and the mercy of all mercies is returning to Allah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.